In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thursday, April the 6th. Good as always to have you with us, everybody. We begin today at the Marketplace desk of Be Careful What You Wish For Financial Regulations Department, a story from Bloomberg in which Gary Cohen, who runs the National Economic Council at the White House, is said to have told a group of senators and their aides that he would be all right if banking got boring again. If, in other words, the financial sector went back to the days when investment banks did trading and underwriting of securities and commercial banks did banking as the rest of us know it. That's the way it was for decades until the Depression-era law known as Glass-Steagall was repealed during the Clinton administration. President Trump, among other Republicans, has called for a 21st century version of Glass-Steagall, a task easier, perhaps said, than done. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra starts us off.
When Glass-Steagall was enacted in 1933, it broke up the banks. They had to choose, either invest in securities or take customer deposits. If the law was revived in its original form, that bank breakup would happen all over again. Saleh Amarova teaches at Cornell Law School.
In effect, it would force the restructuring of financial conglomerates that today dominate Wall Street.
We're talking about firms like Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, and Citigroup. But by the time Glass-Steagall was repealed in the 1990s, it was a very different law. Politicians and lobbyists had successfully chipped away at its restrictions. Courts and regulators started allowing commercial banks to do certain kinds of investment banking activities. Lawrence J. White teaches at the NYU Stern School of Business.
There had been some erosion of the boundary between what was commercial banking and what was investment banking.
Today, it's hard to imagine Glass-Steagall would be reimposed in its original form. Milt Esrati is chief economist at Vested.
It would be a tremendous burden on financial markets. It would also put the United States at a disadvantage against foreign competition. So I'm sure there'd be some accommodation.
Esrati says a 21st century version of the law might just require bank holding companies to keep the operations of their commercial and investment banks separate. That doesn't mean there aren't Glass-Steagall originalists out there, but the banking industry's well-funded political lobby is more than willing to give them a fight. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.